So, let me see. Wait, time. I did first hydrogen and then helium. And now we're going to jump to many electrons. And just for to be a little bit concrete, I decided to choose gold. Gold has 79 electrons. It's not really important that I choose gold, but I'm going to do the examples for gold. It's got 79 electrons. And so we can write down the Schrödinger equation. In this case, I wrote down the time-dependent Schrödinger equation for gold. Every electron has a kinetic energy term. An X kinetic energy in the X direction, the Y direction, the Z direction. That's 3 times 79. It gives 237 second derivatives in the Schrödinger equation. And then there are the positive, the attractive interaction between the nucleus, which has a charge of 79E, plus 79E is the positive nucleus in gold, and the and each electron, so you get 79 terms like this. And then there are the electron-electron interactions. And the number of pairs would be 79 times 78 divided by 2, which turns out to be 3,081 electron-electron interactions. So there really are a lot of these electron-electron terms now. And what we're looking for is a multi-electron wave function. It's a time-dependent function in 237 dimensions. So we've got x1, x2, x1, y1, z1, x2, y2, z2, all the way. We have all these coordinates here, and then it's also a function of time. And what we want to determine is what this wave function is, and if we square the wave function once we've calculated it, that will tell us the probability of finding one electron at R1, another one at R2, and so forth. So that these arguments here, is a certain position. And once we know that position, we can, it's a configuration of electron positions. So you put electron 1 here, electron 2 here, electron 3 there, and then we consider that position and we ask what's the probability of finding all the electrons in that configuration of positions. That's what this wave function will tell us. So we look at this and think immediately, we're not going to do this by hand. There are too many terms. So this we're going to program and we're going to let a computer solve, because no one is going to write out 3,000 terms and calculate these integrals by hand. You must have to program.